The longtime director of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Edmund Capon, has died after a long battle with cancer. Capon was an expert in Asian art who first visited Australia from the UK in 1977. A year later, he took up the job at the Art Gallery and stayed in the role for an incredible 33 years. Here he is speaking to RN in 2009.
When I arrived, the first things that I did, I can recall doing, were reorganising the curatorial things, working on big exhibitions, working on the expansion of the building, and suddenly you saw a future. You obviously are not going to step away from something that's got an evolving future.
The late Edmund Capon there, and there'll be more on his life and legacy on The Art Show later this week. After being cancelled last year, the Nobel Prize for Literature will be back in 2019. And there won't just be one prize, there will be two. You might remember the 2018 prize was cancelled in the wake of a sexual misconduct scandal. The prize is decided by a group known as the Swedish Academy. And in 2018, the husband of one of the Academy members was imprisoned for rape. A bunch of Academy members resigned and there weren't enough people left to decide the prize. The Academy said it would postpone the award while it worked on restoring public confidence in the organisation. It's now appointed five new independent and external members to the Academy, and it seems it's ready to make up for lost time. The Academy has announced it'll award two prizes later this year, one to make up for 2018. It's actually never been very clear how the Nobel is decided, but it's likely that the Academy is considering around 200 nominations right now, with a short list due to be announced around May. Now, remember the drama at Melbourne University Publishing from earlier this year? The CEO, Louise Adler, and five board members resigned from their roles back in January after the university signalled a change in direction for the publisher, which would see it focus on academic works. It was announced at the time that an editorial advisory board would be created to determine what books would be published, and now it seems that board is starting to take shape. Eight academics from the university have been appointed to the editorial board so far. The publisher says it expects to add members from other universities and other fields at its next meeting in April. MUP has also appointed two new directors to the MUP board, Sandra McComb, the former managing director of Oxford University Press in Australia, and Gabriel Coyne, the former CEO of Penguin Random House in the Asia Pacific. Now for my next news story, we're going back to England in 1837. Here's some music. And I want you to imagine a 31-year-old Charles Dickens. He's sitting in the middle of writing A Christmas Carol, and he's just had six sittings for a new portrait painted by Margaret Gillies. Now, this portrait went missing for a long time, about 150 years, but it was discovered covered in mould in a box of trinkets in South Africa in 2017. Now it's about to go on display in Dickens' former home in London, the house where he wrote Oliver Twist and Nicholas Nickleby. These days, Dickens' old house is a Dickens museum, and right now the museum is trying to raise enough money to buy the portrait and make it a permanent part of its collection. It's hoping that the excitement around the exhibition might help it to reach the £180,000 it needs to buy the picture from a private gallery. The museum says this portrait is the most extraordinary discovery around Charles Dickens this century. As for the painting itself, the poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning says it has the dust and mud of humanity about him, notwithstanding those eagle eyes. Finally, in arts news, if you're looking for some great new books in translation to read, make sure you check out the Man Booker International Long List. This is a prize for the finest works of translation from around the world, and there are 13 books on this year's list. The shortlist will be announced in April, and the winning book crowned in May.